Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I know that you have lots of things you could be doing, and I truly appreciate you listening to our show. This is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, and I'm Rick Rittman, your hardworking mortgage guy. We're going to talk about a little bit more about the housing market, not as in much detail as I have on some of the other shows. I just want to kind of go over a variety of things that keep coming up that I think would be helpful to people, because there are questions and that I get from people over and over again, and I think that maybe I could answer them on air. It might be helpful. I also want to talk about some of the different products that are available, because there's a lot. It's amazing what's going on today in housing and financing and the different options. To start with, though, I wanted to talk about 93% of Americans believe a home is a better investment than stocks. And I can see why. A recent survey of consumer finance study released by the Federal Reserve revealed that the net worth of homeowners is 40 times greater than of renters. So if you're a homeowner, your net worth on average is 40 times greater than of renters. If you're wondering if home ownership is a good investment, the study clearly answers that question, and the answer is yes. Do Americans believe a home is a better investment than stocks? In the post on the Liberty Street Economics blog, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York notes that 93.3% of Americans believe buying a home is definitely or probably a better investment than buying stocks. Here's how the result breaks down. 53.8% believe it definitely is better to buy a home, is a better investment than buying stocks, and 39.5% believe it's probably better to buy a home than buying stocks. So homes can be a tremendous amount, a tremendous investment. Now, what are the reasons why a home is a better investment than stocks? Home prices tend to be less volatile. 55.7% said that was the case. Desired living environment provides stability. That's 53.9%. Tax reasons, 47.5%. I can tell you for tax reasons, for me, it's very helpful. Savings from rent sufficient to cover costs is 43.9%. Leverage, it's 43.3%. So you can see, people see the value in owning a home. And as long as people see the value in owning a home and seeing it as a great investment, then you owning a home, you're always going to have those people coming in behind you wanting to buy the homes, and increasing your investment. I'll relate it to my wife inherited some, I think they're called Hummels. And she has two of them that she has. She looked them up online. And online, she said that looks like they're worth like $450 a piece. I think that's exactly what it was. So she was thinking about selling them. Then she went and looked online what people were actually selling them for. And what was told, what somebody said and how to sell them and what they said they were worth, people were actually selling them for under $100 a piece. And it's the reason is because people no longer want Hummels, I understand. So since they aren't out there wanting to buy the Hummels, they've dropped in value. Homes, on the other hand, you can see that people believe it's a great value. They believe that it's a great investment, and they want to buy a home. So that's why homes have increased and are increasing at very great rates. The appreciation rate this year has been phenomenal year over year before the pandemic hit. So you take like February 2021 to February 2020 to February 2021. In Indianapolis, it was over 10%, I believe. So these numbers were pretty huge, and that's a big amount. And here's the thing about a home. To buy a home, you're putting a percentage down. So when you get a 10% appreciation on a $200,000 home, that's $20,000. If you put 10% down, you put $20,000 down. That means your $20,000 just went to $40,000. So you can see how the numbers work. It can make a lot of sense to do that. That's why investment properties can be a great deal for somebody. So that's all part of, as you look at that, that's all part of what you would want to look at as you're looking at the, you know, what it means to Americans and whether a house is a good idea to buy or maybe to stay in. It is a very good option right now because of the way they are increasing and the way people look at the value. Homeowners ownership is also full of financial benefits. You know, it's 88% of the, now, these are, I got to set this up a little better. Fannie Mae did a survey recently, and they revealed some of the most highly rated benefits of homeownership, which continue to be a key driver in today's power-packed housing market. Here are the top four financial benefits of owning a home, according to consumer respondents. 88% of consumers believe they have a better chance of saving for retirement if they have a home, because that home is going to appreciate. 87% believe it's the best investment plan. Owning a home is the best investment plan. 85% say the chance to a better, that they'll be better off financially. And 85% also say the chance to build up wealth. So people see a home as a great way to increase their investment, their money, and to build wealth. Now, understand in that area, it is your mortgage has a lot to do with how that works. So it really makes it's important that we, you know, that we look at the mortgage. You know, additionally, financial advantages of homeownership included in the survey are having the best overall tax situation and being able to live within your budget. It does help your, you know, once you have your mortgage, your, as long as you're on a fixed mortgage, your principal and interest payments won't change. Your taxes and insurance can still go up, you know, those type of things. But your principal and interest does stay the same. It makes it easier to budget. Does home ownership actually give you a better chance to build wealth? No one can question a person's unique feelings about the importance of home ownership. So you can feel any way you want. However, it's fair to ask if the numbers justify home ownership as a financial asset. Last fall, the Federal Reserve released the Study of Consumer Finances, a report done every 3 years, with the latest edition covering through 2019. Their findings confirmed. Now, this is before we've had this huge increase. So this is before. So this isn't being, skewed because of how great the market's doing. This was done through 2019 before the market really took off. Their findings confirmed that home ownership is a clear financial benefit. The survey found that homeowners have 40 times higher net worth than renters, $225,000 for homeowners compared to $6,300 for renters. That, I mean, 40 times sounds like a lot, but that sounds like, that's amazing. $6,300 for renters and net worth to $255,000 on average for homeowners through this report. That's huge. The difference in net worth between homeowners and renters has continued to grow. Here's a growth, the growth is, I have a chart here that I'm going to look at, and it's amazing. So in 2010, a renter, the net worth of a renter was $5,400. The net worth of a homeowner was $186,000. In 2013, the renter was $5,500. The net worth of a homeowner was $201,500. In 2016, the renter's net worth actually dropped to $5,300, while the net worth of a homeowner went up $246,200. That's an increase of about just under $45,000. And in 2019, which we've talked about, went from the renter has an average net worth of $6,300, and the homeowner has an average net worth of $255,000. That's a difference of $248,700. That is absolutely astounding. It obviously makes tons of sense to buy a home and to have a home. So if you know of anybody who's in the market for a home, or maybe they're first-time home buyers and they're putting it off, I mean, there's good reasons to put it off too. You know, if you're not going to stay in the area, things like that, that can make sense. But otherwise, if they're in the, if they're trying to get in the position to buy a home, or they are in the position to buy the home, even if they're trying to make the plan and try to come up with a way to make, get themselves to being able to buy the home, I would love to talk with them and go through it and help them, you know, make that plan out. Again, it's Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guy at Advisors Mortgage Group. Just happen to give me a call at 317-215-7600. That's 317-215-7600. Or at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And after the break, we're going to talk more about how the net worth really can affect a homeowner and how much better somebody is off owning a home.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Ritma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me. I truly appreciate it. I want to talk about, you know, we're talking about how the investment of a home and how that beats being a renter. And so I broke it down. The net worth, you know, for homeowners is greater in every income category, because I think that makes a difference. So we take an income category, $26,000 and below. A homeowner net worth that has $26,000 or below income, their net worth is $103,000 on average. The renter is $1,000. That's a $102,000 difference. A homeowner has $102,000 more net worth. At $26,000 to $46,000, the homeowner has $134,000 additional net worth over the renter. At $46,000 to $74,000 in income, the homeowner has $179,000 on average higher net worth than a renter. At $74,000 to $127,000 in income, the net worth of the renter or the homeowner is $227,000 higher than the renter. With income of $127,000 to $192,000, the homeowner has a higher net worth by $316,000 on average. And with incomes over $192,000, the net worth of the homeowner on average is $1.66 million. The net worth of the renter, okay, this is people making over $192,000, is $705,000. That means that the homeowner at that income level has a higher net worth of the renter at that income level by $955,000, almost $1 million more net worth because of owning the home. So owning a home can be extremely valuable to your net worth. It's definitely something, if you're not a homeowner, you definitely should look at buying a home. I know it's a tough time. Again, if you need a real estate agent, you want to talk about a mortgage, but you know, really the best thing to do is we talk about it, we get you pre-qualified. If you're not able to be pre-qualified, we come up with a plan to get you to the point to be pre-qualified. Once you're pre-qualified, we can get you with a solid agent, a great agent here in Indianapolis in the area, and we can make sure, really in Indiana, and we'll make sure you get a top agent, and they can help you find the home. They'll, you know, somebody who can really guide you through. If you would like to do that, just give me a call, 317-215-7600. That's 317-215-7600. It's Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guy at Advisors Mortgage Group. And you can also go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, it's always hard to pick out the question to use each week, because it's amazing the volume of questions I get. I talk to people all day long, and a lot of people have tremendous questions, and I think that they can benefit by going over them on air. This one comes from Tim, and Tim called me, and he's retiring, and he's actually retired, and he's living off fixed income, and he has almost $1 million $1.5 million in his retirement account. He owes approximately $240,000 on his home between a first and a second mortgage, and both are almost at 5%. And he believes his home is worth $420,000 or higher. His dilemma is: should he pay off his mortgage or refinance it? You know, what a great question. So, for him, there's several options for somebody like this. So, you know, and then you just have to look at it, because you want to really make the best decision. Number one, he has to look at what is his retirement accounts, how are they earning, how much are they earning in income, and how important is it to have the money, the liquidity of a retirement account over a equity in a home. One thing about equity in a home, it's great, but it's not always easy to get to. So it's not that hard to get to, but it's hard to get to quickly for many people. So it can be very valuable for somebody to have that, actually have the money. The second part is how much income is he earning, and how much income is he going to earn, or interest rate is he going to get as a return on his investments. One of the things that we have to look at today is you don't want to just look at what is your investment returning today, but what do you look at over history? Because sometimes you're way up, sometimes you're way down. The investment, you know, goes up and down, and the quality of investments go up and down. What I have seen in investments, I will tell you, over the last couple of years, the investment quality of stocks has been huge. It's been very, very high. So it can be beneficial, you know, in this market, but when that turns around, which is likely at some point, it always does, and it drops, then, you know, you have to decide which is most important. And then that has to decide if you really want a payment. But it's not just about a payment. So in this situation, he's actually got his mortgage, and he's got he can afford the payments, but he would rather not make the payments. So he can refinance the house. He could pay off the mortgage, lower his payment because he can lower his interest rate. He's actually got two mortgages. We can pay both of them off, and we would lower his mortgage payment by $600 a month. So we would lower it significantly over what he's paying today. So that could be valuable, but he would still have a mortgage payment. Another option, and this one actually for this person actually was a great option and was the one they chose, and that is we can do a reverse mortgage. And with a reverse mortgage, there's several things about a reverse. I won't go through the rules yet, but the basics on the reverse are we can, you know, depending on age, we can borrow a certain amount of the value of the property. And you borrow that money. Sometimes you can set it up where you not only borrow what you need, but then have an equity line tied to the reverse, or sometimes you don't do that. And then you don't have a mortgage payment required. Now, when I say there's no mortgage payment, I'm talking about your principal and interest payment. You still have to pay your property taxes. You have to pay your homeowner's insurance, and you have to pay any homeowner's association dues. And you have to have enough income to pay those and to pay maintenance and upkeep. And that's pretty much the main piece of the qualifying. The credit score is not as important. You know, we can get around a lot of issues because there's not going to be a payment made. Now, some people will still make a payment because they want to keep their equity, so they will plan on making a payment. That's up to them, but there is no requirement. And so let's talk about a reverse, because in this case, that's what he felt was his best option. And on a reverse mortgage, your age matters. So when we look at age, number one, you have to be 62 or older to be able to do a reverse mortgage. The older you are, the more money percent of equity of the value of the property you can get. So let's say you have a $600,000 home, and let's say you have you own it free and clear, but you would really, and you really don't want to add payments, but you would really like to have some more disposable income. So we could set it up one of two ways. We could set up some of it, you know, if you needed money up front, maybe you needed to do some stuff to the house, you wanted to remodel, we could set up the mortgage either to give all the money that you can get up front, or we can, you know, a portion of it. And then you can draw out of it as a line of credit for additional income. And And so what happens in that situation, what happens is there's a certain time period you'd be able to draw. Generally, you can't make your first draw is 12 months after you've closed. And then it may be for 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years. It all depends on how much your house is worth, how much you drew up front, all that. And so it can make a huge difference. I had a person that I did one for, and he didn't need a lot, but he needed about $500 a month additional income. And he was able to do that. So he eliminated his mortgage payment and he increased his income by $500 because he was getting $500. That is, again, that can be a life-changing situation for somebody. So it is one of those mortgages that if in the right situation, it can be very, very beneficial. Now I've had others who just take the entire amount. And they take whatever they can draw out of the home. Maybe they have a mortgage on it or not. If they don't, they just get the money. They get cash. If they do, it pays off the mortgages. And then they get whatever's left over as cash. But what are the concerns on a reverse mortgage? Probably one of the biggest things I hear is, you know, so what's going to happen, you know, if I stay in the house and I don't have any more equity, because every time, since you're not making a mortgage payment, your balance is going up. And that's what tends to scare people. If they borrowed $150 on the home equity line or on the reverse mortgage and they didn't make any payments, the next thing they know, they owe $160, and then they owe $170, and then they owe $180. And it could cause problems, but now it doesn't. These are most of these, not all, but most of these are FHA mortgages, and they're 100-year mortgages. Means that at 100 years is when they're going to come up. They're non-recourse, so you can't be thrown out of your house. And if you end up staying there so long that you end up owing more on the house than it's worth, it's really not an issue for you. They want that you stay in the house unless it's past 100 years. And when you go to sell the house, you just give it back to the bank, and they're the ones who have to eat the negative equity because there's no recourse. It's a non-recourse mortgage. So it doesn't hurt you there. Some people don't like it when they, well, I wanted to give my equity to my heirs. Well, for me, I usually look at it, and you can usually tell. I understand it's very emotional, and I'm on the other side of it. I'm looking at it as a financial piece, but you have to look at your situation. I've talked to people where it's like, no, I really want my equity I want to give it to my children. But they aren't going to give it to their, well, they might give it to their children, but they're in a situation where they, you know, where a lot of times it's the way out. It is a way to free them and to make their life better, where they can get rid of their payment. They can stay in the house that they want to stay in and maybe even have an additional income from it. So it's one of those things really worth talking about. And what we're seeing, and for a lot of people, it is a way to stay in, to age in place. I think that's what it's called, is aging in place. And that can be really valuable for somebody if you don't want to move out of your house. You want to stay where you're familiar. You want to stay where you're at. You could do a reverse mortgage. You could hopefully get rid of your mortgage payment, and you can age in place. And then when you're ready to move on to the next step, that's when you can sell the home. If you have equity, you sell the home and you keep the equity. If you don't have equity, the bank ends up with the loan, with the house, and they're going to sell it, and they're just going to be in a negative situation. They can't come back on you for that money. So if you know of anybody who's in the situation where, and I know you're scared. Most people are scared of the situation. They're somewhat scared of a reverse mortgage because they've heard the negatives that the reverse mortgages have had in the past. And I'm not saying that there aren't negatives. There are. One of them is you owe more on the house than you borrowed because it's the opposite of a normal mortgage where you make payments. You don't make payments, so because of that, it goes up. But that you got to weigh that against the benefits of what it's going to do for you in your life. So if you know somebody, it's really worth talking about. You should give them my name and number. It's Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guy at Advisors Mortgage Group. They can call me at 317-215-7600. That's 317-215-7600. You could call me and just give me their name and number, let them know I'm going to call, and I'd be more than happy to call them and talk them through it. Everything is, you know, on a reverse, everything's on the up and up. They actually, anybody in this process has to go to counseling. It's an online counseling with a person over the, that's actually over the phone, and I think some of it online. And it really makes people understand the process, understand what they're getting into, so that they know, so that they don't. That's why some of these problems happened in the past, is people really didn't know what they were getting into. You have to know so you can make sure that all the bases are covered. One of the big issues is you'd finance it. You wouldn't have your spouse on it. The person would pass away and the spouse would get thrown out of the house because they weren't on the mortgage. That doesn't happen anymore because of some of the rules they put into place. But that's what the counseling's for. That's what it's set up for. But it is a great way. So again, they give me a call or have them give me a call, 317-215-7600. That's 317-215-7600, or hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Another thing I think would be worth talking about very briefly, because we're running up against the end of the show, is, you know, on just standard refinances right now, we talked about mortgage rates, and mortgage rates are still very, very good. They are extremely low. Lots of, you know, if you're out there and you have rates in the 4, 4.5, 5%, maybe even higher than that, or you have debt, not just your mortgage debt, but you have, you know, it could be car payments, it could be student loans, it could be credit cards, it could be medical bills, and you'd like to pay all that stuff off and drop your payments and really free yourself up, you should call me. These are things that we can help you with. We can do a reverse mortgage. We can do the debt crusher mortgage, help you get rid of your debt. We can, you know, we can just do a straight refinance if we can lower your rate and really help you out. Maybe we can lower the rate, shorten the term, you know, and really make a difference. So if you're looking at retiring and you want to own your home free and clear by the time you get there, all those things, there are options out there to help you. And the mortgage is the biggest debt. And we want to really help you manage that, not only the mortgage debt, but all your debt, if you have it. We want to help manage it and come up with the best plan to make sure that you can see the value and you make the right choice for you. And it may be doing the mortgage and paying off the debt. It may not. Or doing a mortgage and doing a reverse, or it may not. But we want to go through it, make sure you understand it, make sure you see the value. On all of these, I have reports I can put together that are very detailed. Normally, I put a video together with them that explain them and tells you what it's saying. And you can look at the numbers and you can look at it over time and you can see exactly how it's going to affect you and whether you're going to, how you're going to benefit, and if you're going to benefit. So I highly encourage you to contact me and let us talk about it. It's very important that we do, so we can help you go down the right path, whether it's refinancing a home or purchasing a home. If you know somebody who's looking to purchase, maybe they're not even ready today, but they want to get ready. They don't know what to do. They want to get prepared. We can help them do that. Again, it's Rick Ripma, your hardworking mortgage guy at Advisors Mortgage Group. Just call me at 317-215-7600. That's 317-215-7600, or hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Again, I appreciate you joining me today, and I hope you have a great weekend.